Welcome back to Sports Byline USA, coast to coast, border to border, around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. It's great to welcome back to the show Robert Townsend, who made one of my favorite movies of all time, Hollywood Shuffle. In fact, he was on the show talking about that anniversary, and we're here to talk about Colin in Black and White on Netflix. But first, Robert, when you came out and you did the show and you took questions from the crowd, that was an amazing time, and it was hard to think back that that movie was as old as it was, because it still seems so fresh to me.
Oh, man, thank you so much. No, you know, it's been 30 years now plus, and, a lot has changed, and then there's a lot that still needs to change. So it is forever timeless in a certain kind of way.
You know, it's just funny. Last week I had Bobby Taylor, the old DB from the Eagles, on, and I said, how many times did you get "No My Bobby Taylor"? And he said, I got that all the time.
Oh, that's funny. I didn't even know that. I didn't even think about that. Oh my God, that's funny.
Oh yeah. All right, so Netflix, it's coming out on the 29th of this month. It's called Colin in Black and White, about Colin Kaepernick. Ava DuVernay got involved with this, and Robert, you've directed two of the episodes, is that right?
Yes, I have. I mean, it's a limited series about Colin Kaepernick's life as a kid, his childhood when he was growing up, and it kind of gives you a glimpse into how he became the man that he has become.
And, you know, I've been to Turlock mostly just driving through. It's kind of one of those types of towns, no offense to it, but, being adopted and being a person of color, and that affected him in his upbringing. Did you visit Turlock, California?
We didn't get to. We found a city that looks like Turlock, but I didn't get to go. Ava went with Colin and the writers, but they showed me photos, and we kind of recreated his childhood. And it's like a little small sleepy town. And he's adopted by two white parents, and then he starts to have questions about who he is and what he is, and he discovers along the way, you know, what racism looks like for a kid in high school, and he didn't understand any of it.
You know, I had him on my show here the day before the draft, and I said, you know, Colin, there are rumors that the Raiders and Niners are interested, and he said, oh, sir, that would be a dream come true to play for one of those two and stay close to home, and He just was such a polite guy, and he was, even as a rookie, he was kind of aw shucks. He was very shy, and he was always smiling. Like, he would probably be the last guy I would think would lead a worldwide, social civil rights thing. Is that something he kind of grew into, you think?
Well, when you see the limited series, basically he's this innocent kid, mm-hmm. and then he starts to discover racism, and it reminded me of my childhood, because you're not prepared for someone to treat you differently because of the color of your skin. And so in the series, you see him as this little innocent kid, and then all of a sudden he starts getting poked. And there's instances where people kind of treat him differently because of the color of his skin. And it's like really, I believe it's done really, really well. And a lot of the things that he went through, I totally identified with, because anytime you're trying to do something different and people don't quite understand you, they, you know, either want to tear you down or, you know, make you want to disappear. And he, you know, stood his ground.
There's no doubt. A couple more questions for Robert Townsend. The series Colin in Black and White, debuting on the 29th on Netflix. I've had Nate Boyer on the show. I've actually had a beer with Nate Boyer, and he was the former player in Green Beret who said, hey, why don't you just take a knee? And I think a lot of people who never played football don't understand that that's just something you do in practice. You take a knee, and he thought, well, I won't stand. I'll just take a knee. And here we are. You know, still to this day, there are soccer players in Europe that still take a knee to protest systemic racism or police brutality. That little gesture, which was suggested by a white guy, a veteran, and then it got on. Did you ever think it was going to, like, catch fire like it had?
No. You know, I just remember when he took the knee, I know it was the shot heard around the world, because it was a quiet protest. But it was like no one had ever done it. And then you go like, wow, okay, that's his silent, you know, I was talking to a journalist a minute ago about how, like at the Oscars, you know, there will be people that will speak and say, you know, let me, like Marlon Brando with the Indians, and mm-hmm. he was like, it's wrong. And they will use that as a platform. And this guy just took a knee, and the symbolism of the knee changed the culture, changed a whole generation of people because of a knee.
Yeah, you just reminded me when that Native American woman at the Oscars and everybody booed her. I mean, that.
Yeah.
Man.
Yeah. I mean, so it's kind of like when you look at someone, when you look at history, like I just finished watching the documentary on Muhammad Ali, and then they're like celebrating this man, but he was hated. He was, you know, like people, no one liked him because he changed his name. And, you know, so when I think in terms of Colin and his journey, the series is all about this innocent kid who just, you know, through a series of events finds his voice and then becomes kind of, you know, this cultural icon. So it's an amazing story. It's inspirational, and it'll, you know, if you're a dreamer and you say, hey, I got ideas and I got thoughts and I want to believe in myself, I want to trust my instincts, this series has all of that, and then it's a true story.
Yeah, and then it got bent out of shape that people thought it was an anti-military thing, and then everybody started making their own narratives behind it. But for me, do we have any empirical evidence, any emails about him getting blackballed from the league? Because it is obvious, especially when you saw people of lesser talents. I mean, he took his team to a Super Bowl. Maybe he's not Tom Brady, but he still was good enough to get a job, and he never got one again.
I wasn't there. I don't know what happened, but I think something did happen.
Mm-hmm.
So you know what I mean? Because it's one thing to say, yes, they did. There's no real documentation, but I know that he is a talented quarterback, and there should be a slot for him somewhere in the league. So, but I can't, you know, there's no evidence to say, hey, it's on in writing, but everyone feels that something did happen.
And then I noticed, you know, we're all so cynical too now at the point. I remember a few years ago, he was handing out these backpacks full of food to homeless people, and these news crews were following him around, and they were saying, he just wants the publicity. And I thought, I doubt it, but even if he did, isn't helping out homeless people worth the publicity? Because some people, you know, he's just, he's persona non grata now.
Well, you know, the thing is that the man has a big, beautiful heart. You know, really. I mean, even in his childhood, he was always giving back and he cared. So, you know, when people think like, oh, you know, we're in a jaded society where they go, oh, he's doing that because he wants attention, he doesn't have to do anything. He's rich. He can stay in his house and, you know, do nothing. So I think the beautiful thing is that he's just living his life and he really cares. He took a knee, not for himself. He took a knee for all the people that didn't have a voice. That's why he took the knee.
There's no doubt about it. Last question for you, Robert. And we know what a great athlete he was in high school. I mean, he got drafted by the Cubs. He had such a great arm as a pitcher as well. But when you started directing this and you started looking at it, what was maybe one or two things that you didn't know that kind of surprised you about Kaepernick?
Well, you know, I mean, him being an athlete, well, the thing, you know, like one of my episodes that I directed is called The Decision. And what people probably don't know is that he had all the letters for scholarships to play baseball, and he didn't get one offer to play football. And then when he finally got the offer, it came at the time when the whole world was like, you're making the biggest, you know, mistake of your life. But he trusted his gut, and he won. But he had more. He was a better baseball player.
No doubt about it. Robert Townsend, great filmmaker, great actor, hilarious comedian as well. Make sure to check this out. This is called Colin in Black and White, and Robert directed two episodes. It's going to debut on Netflix on the 29th. It's going to be a huge, huge deal. Robert, congratulations on the project, and thanks for dropping by again.
Thank you so much for having me, and have a great day.
All right, thank you. I'm Rick Tittle. We will take a quick break and come on back on Sports Byline.